the military life was all new and different for me. So to have that, you know, Brother Copeland come in, and it'd be so refreshing, you know, at that time. It was just the beginning of us, you know, in our spiritual growth.
Have loved ones serving in the military? Then don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory as we bring you a powerful testimony from members of our armed forces on partnership, God's protection, and how to live in peace.
You're hearing a lot today as you watch television and so forth. You hear a lot about profiling. You know, well, what is a profile? Well, a profile is if you take certain facts and certain elements and things and you put them all together, it makes this outline, image, or picture. Aha, yeah, I know, I recognize that. Profile. Well, what is the profile of a prosperous believer? What is the picture? What is the image in God's mind? God's profile of a born-again child of God has nothing to do with what ugly things you did before you got saved. All that's been wiped out. Has nothing to do with your natural ability. Thank God. It has to do with what Jesus did. And you accepted it and what the Spirit of God is capable of doing and what His grace has provided for you, hallelujah, just like you never sinned. Now, I don't know, that's good news to me. God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound. Woo, glory. Grace abounds so you can abound. That you may abound to every good work. I don't care what He calls you to do. I don't care what He commands. I don't care what school He calls you to go to. I don't care what He tells you to rebuild. I don't care what kind of an offering He commands of you. I don't care what remote part of the world you're in. You ought to be always having all sufficiency and all things to abound in every good work. Wherever He sends you, you're over the top. Over the top. Grace. Grace. It is by faith so that it might be by grace. Why? That the promise might be sure to all the seed. You are the seed of Abraham. You've been redeemed from the curse. Amen. And every promise that God promised Abraham is yours. I got ahead of myself. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, that's the way God looks at you. That's the way God looks at me. That's the way you should be imaging you. Your imagination should be that profile right there. You ought to be meditating in the Word so that you see yourself like this. And Jesus comes up and says, where shall we buy food to feed this whole crowd? And you say, Lord, Your grace is sufficient. I abound to every good work. I'm Yours to command, sir. What shall I do next? Not why. What are we going to do? There's too many people. Man, hey, don't think like that. Get it on your mind that we are about to see some kind of a miracle here. And He might give me credit for it. You know He will.
Yes.
He doesn't do anything for His own credit. He does it so by grace he can credit you with it, so that you get reward and blessing.
Thank you.
And both of us can just laugh at the devil. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now notice this, as it is written. Hold on to that, because we're going to go to that place where it was written. Now look at the 10th verse. He that ministers, it didn't say provides. There's a difference. He that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food. He didn't say bread for the hungry.
Right.
No. He is the minister of bread for all his family. And he'll use you to minister to the poor, but he'll provide you your bread to minister to the poor. Hey, listen, there's a difference here. Ministry. This same word translated ministry is translated priest. It's translated administrator. We are kings and priests. We have been made kings and priests unto our God. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Then we are his ministers of his ministry. We are administrators of his administration. We are priests under his priesthood and kingdom. He ministers bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of righteousness.
Right.
Now, folks, wait a minute. This is where grace comes in. Though he was rich, he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. How? Through his grace. Why? Because you're his minister. You're his minister. He ministers seed to the sower. He'll provide you seed, because he promised if you'd sow it, he'll increase it 100-fold. So if you ask God for seed and he provides you $5,000 as seed, don't go buy a car with it. Don't eat your seed, man. I was raised in the household and a family that came primarily out of rural West Texas. My grandfather's full-blood Cherokee Indian, and he was a farm and rancher all his life. And my dad's people they came off the farm. So there's just certain things you learn being a farmer that mean success or mean failure. For instance, if you got a corn crop, you don't eat the best of that crop. You take the very best of that crop and you set it aside as your seed corn.
Amen.
And you eat the rest of it if it's nothing but nubbins. You know, just old shrunk up stuff didn't do all that good. Get by on that for a year. And then you plant the best you have. So next year, the best you have is better. Put that aside and eat the rest. Then the next year, and so forth and so on. In about 5 or 6, at the most 7 years, you're going to be eating nubbins that are better than that seed corn was the first 2 years. So what you're eating now is very good, but the best is still the seed corn, and it is still getting better. And what you're sowing is improving and growing and growing and growing. That is the kingdom of heaven Jesus said, if you can understand the sower sowing the word, you can understand all parables. For the kingdom of God is compared to a man that put seed into the ground. So here, he that ministers, we are ministers of Jesus, called. He says, I want you to sow so much into that ministry. Yes, sir. You don't say, oh God, what am I going to do? How am I going to make it? You forgot the profile. You're going to make it by grace. Amen. I'm yours to command, sir. Your grace is sufficient for me. Amen. Color God, post. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
My name is Sergeant First Class Tracy Baker. I have served this nation in the United States military for the past 26 years. My wife, Alice, and I have been partners with the KCM Ministry since 2004. I was blessed this year at the Southwest Believers Convention to participate in the color guard and the posting of the United States flag in military honors.
The military life was all new and different for me, so to have that, you know, Brother Copeland come in, and it'd be so refreshing, you know, at that time. It was just the beginning of us, you know, in our spiritual growth. You know, the media is always reporting the, you know, the negative at some, you know, sometimes about things that happen, you know, as their way of keeping us informed. But as a spouse, those are the type of things you really don't want to be exposed to, you know. And so I would spend, you know, a lot of my television time watching, you know, those broadcasts, Brother Copeland and Pastor Dollar, different ones that would encourage us in the Word.
Scripture tells us that he finds a wife, finds a good thing. And I just thank God for her because she, again, going back to when I was deployed, it is complicated because she's now become not only my mother, but, you know, daddy too. So I know that the ministry and what they brought to us helped her as well. I mean, it just made us both stronger. I have three combat tours, a total of 32 months of combat time, 15 months in Afghanistan, 12 months in Iraq, and 5 months in Somalia. The literature, the tapes, the CDs, all the stuff that he sent, again, not only to the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, but just locally to Fort Drum, West Point, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, all of these places, Fort Jackson, it's a big help. Oftentimes, when you are deployed and you're in one of those remote locations where some of the general mail may be delayed, Christian materials can still get through. So a lot of times when that soldier is waiting on that letter from home, there's nothing to read. So God will make a way where, you know, there is something to read of anything from, you know, the Bibles to a Psalms 91 card, and it's available, and that makes a big difference. It shows that there's people out there that care.
We want to thank you for every piece of literature, every book, every tape, every CD that this ministry has sent abroad to military installations and to Afghanistan and Iraq. And we just have a small token that we want to give you to say we love you. We love you.
Thank you, Sergeant Baker. Thank you, sir. Sergeant First Class Tracy Baker, the man that's leader of this color guard tonight. Very special man to me. I've known him for some time. He got hold of the 91st Psalm and just dared somebody to kill him.
As we were preparing for one mission, at the end I would always say a prayer and recite the 91st Psalm. And as we were getting ready to leave, one of our communication systems went down. And we had mechanics trying to get it going. And finally, the commander, he chose to just switch out that entire vehicle instead of trying to get it fixed so we could stay on our timeline. As we get into a city called Nasiriyah, which is about the second largest city in Iraq, right before we get into the city, there's a roadblock. And as our interpreter is talking to the Iraqi police and the civilians there on the scene, they stated that a suicide bomber had just come through that area in about 45 minutes. Had that communication system not went down, that would have put us right there at about 45 minutes. And to show you that it was God and nobody else but God, when we completed the mission and we returned back, I asked the mechanics, I says, hey, what was the problem with that communication system? And he looked at me and he says, Sergeant Baker, I don't understand. About 10 minutes after you left, the entire system started working again and we didn't touch it.
Oh, praise God for that.
When we pray, we say amen, we take it. That's ours. And you begin to do what you couldn't do before. You couldn't walk, move, run, do something. You couldn't bend over. I mean, you're just not going to disturb a thing. We're just going to act on the Word of God. I'm going to pray for you, then I'm going to lead you in prayer. Father, I lift up every person in this place. We believe your word. We take your word. And I thank you, Lord, that your healing anointing is always present to heal everywhere we are. All we have to do is receive it, take it, release our faith. And so I'm going to lead in prayer. We're all going to come into agreement and we are going to receive. All right, say this. Jesus, you are my Savior.
You are my healer.
I thank you that you bore my sicknesses,
carried my diseases,
and by your stripes I was healed. And on the basis of that word, I take my healing in faith.
I receive my healing.
Now we're going to talk to sickness and disease. You say this, sickness. Disease.
Infirmity.
Inability to move. Every sickness.
Every disease.
Is under that curse. Every malfunction is under that curse. Heart troubles under the curse.
Heart trouble.
Under the curse. Every cancer is under the curse.
Every sickness is under the curse.
And in the name of Jesus,
I command my body.
Put your hands on your head.
I command my body
to be made whole.
I am healed.
I am saved.
I am delivered.
I rebuke drugs.
Alcohol.
Any kind of bad habit
that's not pleasing to you.
I cast it out.
And I say,
I am delivered
from every evil work.
I am healed
of every sickness and disease.
And I take it now.
In Jesus' name.
It's mine.
Now begin to act on it.
Do what you couldn't do before.
Turn around. There's no fear in the mirror to hold.
One of my albums was, the name of it, Glory, was inspired by the year of glory. I think that was the theme of KCM. And, you know, I've always just been thanking them in my artwork. And I've had people come from the shows and they've read the lines like, oh, you're into Kenneth Copeland too. It's just like, yeah, man, it's totally changed my life. And some people can pick it out and stuff. And, you know, it's really made a big impact, the message of faith in both of our lives.
Yeah.
Who I am. I don't think I would be where I am today if it wasn't for the teachings and what's impacted our lives.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is bringing the word of faith and victory directly to your home, laptop, phone, tablet, or other mobile device. Quick and easy, KCM.org is an extensive resource of biblical information that is just a click away, ready when you are, from wherever you are, 24/7. Every region has its own website, launched from a central point. Select your region of the world and you'll be directed to the country of your choice. Then save the website as a favorite or bookmark it for use later. From the homepage, you can learn more about the ministry, current events, upcoming meetings, and find just the right resources to meet your interests and needs. Experience real answers to real life issues. There are prayers by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a real help topical resource section with finances, health, prayer, salvation, and successful living. Access the Faith to Faith Daily Devotional, now available in a number of foreign languages, or read through the Bible in 1 year, all online.
Everything you need, anything you come across, it's there. You know, seek and you shall find, it's there.
Visit KCM.org's media section and take advantage of our easy-to-use player. Then make your choice to watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, see Sunday's program, or look through the video archives. Enjoy what's happening on BVOV.TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. While you're listening, you can navigate to other parts of the website without leaving the player or missing a minute of the message. Visit our MP3 section. Listen and share teaching series with friends and family on Twitter or Facebook. Get free podcasts and read the BVOV magazine online.
Our faith has grown, like, immensely, you know, listening to his ministry, his tapes, his CDs, every time we, you know, we can on the internet or on TV, every time we get to hear that faith word.
Don't leave our website without visiting our store. While you're there, you can sign up for the latest product specials and announcements. You'll find something for everyone. Apparel, Bibles, message downloads, event products, interactive series, and items of special interest to children and youth. For over four decades, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has been committed to meeting your needs and providing the spiritual tools to help you live an abundant and victorious life. There are many types of partners. It takes two to tango. A partner helps you pull off the impossible. Partners for Life can change the world. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to resources that equip you for any of life's demands. The heartbeat of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to provide believers with the tools to overcome any challenge they face and reach their full potential. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and then acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to over 40 years of experience and revelation in God's Word. Through partnership, our anointings combine and bring the message of faith to your family, your community, and the world. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Request your free new partner package online at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-600-7395. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you to succeed in the things God has called you to do. Request your free new partner package today and begin utilizing the resources and connections made available to you through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Through partnership in God, together, we can make a difference in this world.
Your first partnership is with Jesus. In fact, that's the pattern for the whole body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We accept one another as partners, and we accept Him as our life partner. I mean, and He brings us in on an equal basis. We get everything He has. We get every heavenly reward that's His is ours. I mean, that's the pattern for the whole thing. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to do it right now.
Yes,
don't you go another breath. Don't go another second. Listen to this. If you will confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You will be made whole and sound. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That word righteousness means Jesus is offering you his right standing with God.
Praise God.
To take you out of the world of sin and bring you into his body, his kingdom, as joint heir with him. Praise God. Now you pray this with glory in me right now. Pray it out loud where you can hear it with your own ears. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I receive you.
I receive you.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I understand now.
I understand now.
I'm separated from him and his darkness.
I'm separated from him and his darkness.
I receive my forgiveness from all sin.
Oh, I receive my forgiveness from all sin.
My cleansing from it.
My cleansing from it.
Fill me, sir, with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me, sir, with your precious Holy Spirit.
I receive.
I receive.
I receive my heavenly prayer language.
I receive my heavenly prayer language.
I receive my heavenly praise language.
I receive my heavenly praise language.
I'm a believer.
I am a believer.
I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
I don't care who knows it.
And I don't care who knows it.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving my life.
Saving my life.
Now take this life.
Now take this life.
And do something with it.
Do something with it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it still thrills me, doesn't it?
Glory.
I want to send you this little book, free and postpaid, that will help you get in the Bible and begin studying. You don't need to struggle with it. You need this book. You need it today. And the little simple pamphlet, Gloria, that's how easy it is to learn how to study the Bible. So I want to send it to you.
Praise
you can just get Amen. Just as thrilled and prosperous as all the
yes.
rest of us. Glory to God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
As we go forth to minister the gospel, you were there. In 2010, together through your partnership, along with our partner ministries, we won over 76 million souls. That's enough people to circle the globe up to 4 times. To learn more about salvation, call us today or visit kcm.org to receive a free salvation package. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Way back in the beginning, when our life got turned around, it was through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we learned how to stand on the Word and believe God for miracles.